Good evening, this is the Prime Evening News for today, Friday, March 24th, 2017. I'm your presenter, Linda Martin. In the headlines, Wesley MP asks members of the DLP administration who have a conscience to step down from office. Laboratories in the OECS receive new equipment. And migrant boat sinks off Turkish coast, drowning 11. The news is brought to you compliment Scores Dominica Limited. The details of these stories and more coming up. Wesley MP Ezekiel Bazil calls for those who have a conscience in the DLP administration to step down from office. Speaking on Q95's Hot Seat, Bazil says, while there are many wealthy members of cabinet of parliament, there are still a few who struggle to make ends meet. He appealed to those still struggling, saying they should step down before it is too late.
We have some very, very, very rich people in the cabinet of Dominica and the governance of Dominica. And we have others that are not rich at all. We have some that did not benefit from the pie. And I want to say this morning that if there are any ministers, if there are any persons in the top management of the Labour Party with any bit of conscience remaining, they should step out of this thing. They should resign. How do you sit there as any member of parliament, as any member of cabinet, as any person in the top management of the Dominican Labour Party, to observe such rich persons in there and you can't pay your bills? How do you sit in there and observe that these people are taking care of their families while your family is suffering? I say to you, if you have any conscience, you should step out now. Because when the bell starts sounding, you may regret. You step out now or you face the consequences later.
Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit denies that the DLP government is building homes for individuals in order to gain their votes. Speaking at a town hall meeting on Wednesday, Mr. Skerrit said it is his Christian duty to aid those in need.
You must never grudge a poor person when he or she receives assistance. And I'll tell you very clearly, my friends, I'm not building homes for people, or I'm not building washrooms for people to vote for me. You don't have to vote for me for that. I am doing this because I believe that I have a Christian duty to help the less fortunate in our country. And whether you vote for me or not, that won't change the way I see it. This is why we are giving everybody in Dominica, irrespective of who you support, a washroom in Dominica. Because we have to help the poor. You know, so let people understand very clearly that when you are attacking, you think you're attacking me and the government for helping poor people, for assisting people, the needy of this country. Rest assured, you're not attacking me. I say to people, I'm only a vessel being used by he who has sent me.
Meanwhile, former Prime Minister Edison James says while there will always be some weaker persons in any population, weakness should not be created by diminishing the strong. In order to boast of a multitude, which must then be made to depend on the government to provide all of their needs through handouts.
People existed before there was no red clinic. We examine why do we have a red clinic. Why do we have a yes we care? There'll always be the weak among us, mm-hmm. and the strong has to be prepared to help the weak. But you cannot create the weak, mm-hmm. diminish the strong, and then be boastful that you have this plethora of weak, this multitude of weak people that you have to take care of. And that's a fundamental problem. It is frightening, you know. I don't know if we understand how frightening that is, you know.
Dominica Freedom Party General Secretary Johnson Boston says the party's outreach campaign has so far been very successful. He says this campaign is the beginning of political reform in Dominica.
Continue our Listen to the People outreach program. And last Sunday, we had a very wonderful day in the Cottage constituency. We attended a communion service at the Tukari Roman Catholic Chapel there. And it was a lay minister, but I can tell you he really dealt quite well with the sermon. It was very well explained, and it was not a very packed church, but people who there really went out fulfilled with the message. So we want to congratulate and commend him. And the choir, not a large choir, but they sang very well and they kept everything alive. And you know, worship with lovely songs always add specially to the celebration. So we want again to commend them there. And for the fine reception that we received, I must say it was a very well-deserved effort being added to Tukari Roman Catholic Chapel. And from there, we visited the Cottage community, Clifton, Capuchin, and Tukari itself. And I can tell you, the interaction was very well received. It was encouraging.
Boston went on to publicly thank residents of the various constituencies who participated in the party's meetings.
The days when they had effective, honest, clear and open representation and government by the Freedom Party and the late Alan Carbon as the PAL rep. And remember the days when he was the ambulance, the messenger, the PAL rep, the advisor, you just name it.
Yep.
And all that they told us about. And the fact that the constituency itself was way behind. Roads were just there with dirt road and, you know, under Carbon and the Freedom Party, all of this was improved and electricity came into the area and health and education improved tremendously. And of course, farmers were given their support and they were independent. They look after themselves and their family and they enjoy life. So we had a very wonderful day, and we must thank the people of Tukari, the people of Cottage, the people of Clifton, and the people of Capuchin, of course. And I mentioned Tatan there, that's in it as well. And we had not had time to go to Mona Louis and Savan Pai, but of course, we will get back to the area. But we want to see
we'll be having a public.
Meanwhile, UWP Team Dominica says it is continuing its series of town hall meetings tonight in the community of Woodford Hill. That's according to Wesley MP Ezekiel Basil. The UWP has embarked on a campaign through a series of town hall meetings over the last few weeks in efforts to bring its message to the Dominican public. Basil is inviting everyone to attend this evening's meeting in what he describes as the beautiful constituency of Wesley from 7 p.m. tonight.
A public meeting in the village of Woodford Hill at 7 this evening, where the United Workers Party continues to take its message to the people. So we are inviting all of Dominica to join us at Woodford Hill this evening at 7 o'clock. Come and enjoy the beautiful constituency of Wesley. So we are inviting persons to join us at that meeting.
The Fisheries Division of the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries totes its Fish Day held at the Delisys Primary School on Thursday, 23rd March 2017 to heighten awareness of importance of fish in the diets of young and growing children. Speaking at the event, Education Minister Peter Saint-Jean praised the Fisheries Department for the initiative, saying if all were to put into practice the information given, the children would be more active and alert, resulting in further academic excellence.
But again, let me say it is a commendable effort And I want to pick up the fisheries division, because I think really and truly you've been doing a tremendous work. I recall the last activities you had up at La Plaine. And if people take on board what we are told, I think we will have less nutritional nutrition-related problems in the area. In fact, this area, more specifically the southeast, I think the problem was most pronounced in Grand Fond, was identified as one of the areas of high anemia. And one of the ways we can fight that is this area. When we plant the cabbage, rather than wanting a monocropping cabbage, is to focus on the green leaves instead of the big head of cabbage, and of course to increase our intake of fish. I am prepared as parrot to assist in whatever way I can, and of course I cannot purchase fish, but any other way that I can, and to work with this school to ensure that the investments we make here in education, that we can be rewarded, because of our children will be eating a lot of fish, a lot of leafy greens, and so they will be active and alert and do very well. So the outcomes, learning support, the outcomes will be the best on island.
Eight Fish Day started in 2007 and is held every 2 months at a different primary school to ensure island-wide coverage. The Builders and Contractors Association of Dominica has issued a release denouncing a recent statement made by Dominica's tourism minister discrediting the works of local contractors. In summary, Tourism Minister Robert Tong recently said in a live radio interview that management of projects is critical when done the local way, progress is lacking, and structures are washed away. Speaking at a press conference on Thursday, President of the Builders and Contractors Association of Dominica, Stuart Paris, said this statement was a low blow to local contractors.
In effect, Senator Tong mischievously told the whole world that if one wants quality, cost-effective, and timely results when doing business in Dominica, one ought not to engage local management and talent. Mr. Tong reserved no efforts in sacrificing the reputation and good names of local businesses and professionals. In effect, Mr. Tong has told the whole world that the local private sector, contractors included, is in a habit of one, delivering goods, works and services in Dominica in substandard ways that normally result in their premature failure on the average environmental impact, referred to the occurrence of weather conditions within the last 10 months. Number two, consistently deliver work, services or goods late. And number three, somehow are having owners pay more than what they are contracted to receive. How many people unaware of the truth would even attempt to engage local talent in the management and implementation of any project in Dominica or externally? It is plain.
Mr. Paris says that Robert Tong has done a disservice to local professionals, which could have far-reaching consequences.
It is clear that the minister is also implicating and belittling the local professionals of architects, engineers, and quantity surveyors, as their designs are what the contractors generally use to build. Mr. Tong has, in effect, poured contempt not just on the local private sector contractors, but poured even greater contempt on local construction professionals who have been the managers of local construction works on the island for decades. We see Mr. Tong's pronouncement as a calculated attack on and an attempt to devalue local enterprise. It is a verbal confirmation of the practice by the administration to sideline local enterprise and a calculated attempt to justify the practice. It is an echo of previous statements by the current administration.
The Ministry of Health and Environment is issuing a nationwide voluntary recall for corned beef originating from Brazil. This recall is being initiated following the March 22, 2017 ban imposed on all corned beef imports into Dominica by the Ministry of Trade, Energy and Employment and the veterinary units of the Ministry of Agriculture. According to a release, the following steps are being taken immediately. Requesting that agents, wholesalers, food businesses of corned beef and chicken nuggets to voluntarily recall the items from sale. Small food businesses who have purchased these food products and in possession of a valid receipt are informed that they may return them to the place of purchase. The increased monitoring of the ports of entry through its food inspection program and environmental health officers will be conducting inspections to ensure that the sale and distribution of these food products are discontinued immediately. Use of these foods items for consumer use should be discontinued by restaurants and other food businesses. Brands of corned beef imported locally from Brazil include Sussex, Hereford, Eve, Asta, Grace, and Borden. In the region, laboratories in OECS member states are now better equipped to diagnose issues related to human, animal, and plant health and food safety, thus increasing their levels of efficacy and efficiency. On Wednesday, March 15, 2017, the OECS Commission, through its agriculture unit, handed a total of $309,416.94 worth of laboratory equipment to agriculture, health and food safety testing laboratories and pest risk analysis units of Anguilla, Antigua and Barbuda, Dominica, Grenada, St. Kitts and Nevis, St. Lucia and St. Vincent and the Grenadines. The dockets for the equipment were handed to lab managers and supervisors and the Ministry of Agriculture officials of the beneficiary countries at a ceremony at the Golden Palm Conference Center in Rodney Bay, St. Lucia. The new laboratory equipment was purchased under the 10th EDF Regional Integration and Trade of the OECS Region Project. And 11 people have drowned as a boat carrying migrants sank off east of western Turkey, local media report. 9 people were rescued and 2 suspected smugglers detained after the inflatable boat capsized off the coast of Kudasi, DHA news agency said. 5 children were among the dead, it reported, and said the migrants were Syrians, probably attempting to reach the Greek islands. Video footage showed several bodies laid out near ambulances on a beach. It comes as more than 200 migrants are feared dead after a Spanish aid organization found 5 bodies off the Libyan coast. And that's the Prime Evening News, but first, a recap of our headlines. Wesley MP asks members of the DLP administration who have a conscience to step down from office. Laboratories in the OECS receive new equipment, and migrant boat sinks off Turkish coast, drowning 11. The news was brought to you through the very kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited. Remember, if you missed any of our newscasts, log onto our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. Also, for any breaking story or latest development, send us your iReports via text or WhatsApp message to 615-1426 or 276-2147. On behalf of the entire Q95 News team, I've been your presenter, Linda Martin.